Hello, I'm Kurt Becker. Thanks for joining me as I take another stroll through racing history, presented by Lane's End and Keeneland. Chris Ballantyne was a California-bred filly who grabbed the attention of the racing world at the inaugural Breeders' Cup in 1984. She scored an upset win, and then a few minutes later, she was disqualified. And so she became a footnote to Breeders' Cup history. But that day was only the beginning of what became an illustrious career for Franz Ballantyne as both a racehorse and a broodmare. Despite her name, Franz Ballantyne was not born on Valentine's Day, but on February 26, 1982. She was named by owner-breeder Earl Scheib in honor of his wife, Fran. Winning three of her first five starts, including a minor stakes by 19 lengths, Franz Ballantyne entered the 1984 Breeders' Cup Juvenile Fillies off a 14-length loss in the Grade 1 Oakleaf Stakes. The crowd of 64,000 at Hollywood Park on Breeders' Cup Day dismissed her at 74-1, believing that she was not Grade 1 caliber. But they were wrong. Trained by Joe Manzi and with Patrick Valenzuela aboard, Franz Ballantyne was in perfect striking position as the field turned for home, and she made the most of it.
Here's Franz Ballantyne on the outside, and Dusty Hart is there toward the rail, and Bess Arabian, she's a beaten filly today. Savannah Dancer, they're coming to the wire. Outstandingly, she's charging on the inside. They're coming to the finish. Franz Ballantyne, outstandingly. Franz Ballantyne, a huge upset here. A huge upset. Franz Ballantyne.
It was a shocking upset and an emotional victory. Franz Scheib had passed away earlier that year as the filly was beginning her racing career. And now Franz's namesake was about to enter the winner's circle at the very first Breeders' Cup. But there was a problem. Franz Ballantyne had slammed into Pirate's Glow at the top of the stretch, and the stewards had noticed. The inquiry sign was posted. Earl Scheib turned to his trainer and said, "They're not going to let us into the winner's circle." And he was correct. The stewards disqualified Franz Ballantyne and placed her 10th. Earl Scheib later said, "I was crushed. It broke my heart, but I kept my mouth shut and walked away." There is a dubious distinction in being the first horse ever disqualified from a win in a Breeders' Cup race, or for that matter, in a million-dollar thoroughbred event. But there would be better days ahead for Franz Ballantyne, and they were to come early in her three-year-old season. There would be a win in the Las Virgenes at Santa Anita, followed by a Grade 1 victory in the Santa Susana. Franz Ballantyne then shipped to Kentucky, where she finished a disappointing fifth in the Ashland Stakes at Keeneland. But regular rider Pat Valenzuela was not available for that race, having been briefly sidelined with a shoulder injury. On May 3, 1985, Valenzuela and Franz Ballantyne were reunited at Churchill Downs for the 111th running of the Kentucky Oaks. Sent off the second betting choice at 3-1, Franz Ballantyne fought off 40-1 long shot Foxy Dean to win by 3/4 of a length in stakes record time. Earl Scheib could not resist some good-natured fun when he said, quote, "You ain't done nothing until you've beaten these Kentucky hard boots on their own turf," end quote. 2 months later, Franz Ballantyne would add another Grade 1 win to her resume with a victory in the Hollywood Oaks. The following year, in 1986, she would post a runner-up finish in the Breeders' Cup Distaff behind eventual Horse of the Year, Lady Secret. Franz Ballantyne retired from the racetrack early in 1987, with 13 wins and 9 other finishes in the money from 37 starts. Her $1.3 million in earnings made her the richest California-bred filly of all time. And her legacy would be enhanced beyond the racetrack, as Franz Ballantyne found her way into the prestigious broodmare band of George Strawbridge Jr. In fact, she would become the dam of the Augustan Stables homebred turf star with Anticipation, who scored 5 Grade 1 wins and earned $2.6 million. A Grade 1 winner on dirt and a Grade 1 producer on the turf, Franz Ballantyne enjoyed an accomplished career which flourished in the years following that Breeders' Cup disqualification as a 2-year-old. She died in October of 2007 at age 25 at Dairy Meeting Farm in Cochranville, Pennsylvania, having proved that she was not only a special filly to those who knew her, but that she also belonged at the Grade 1 level. Please join me again next week as I take another stroll through racing history presented by Lane's End and Keeneland. For HRRN, I'm Kurt Becker.